You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
CJLO News, I'm Harley Martin. Amherst Street has officially been renamed to Adedage Street. Amherst Street was named after British General Geoffrey Amherst, who advocated to kill indigenous people by distributing blankets carrying smallpox. Adedage translates to the concept of togetherness and partnership in the Mohawk language. The NDP are placing a request for special ballots this week to allow nearly 6,000 displaced First Nations people to vote after a devastating Manitoba snowstorm. The storm disabled several utility poles and caused power outages across the southern Winnipeg area, forcing the relocation of many First Nations people affected to hotels and emergency shelters. Megan Atkinson, the NDP's lawyer, sent a letter to Elections Canada last Friday requesting they utilize their ability to adapt voting procedures in a state of emergency. Tens of thousands were left without power after a tornado ripped through Dallas, Texas, early Monday morning. There have been no reported deaths, however, state officials say several residents have been hospitalized. To hear the news or learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Hey.
And welcome to CJLO 1690. This is Concordia Music Zone Out. Welcome to the show. We're back. It's been a while. Hi, guys.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
guys. It's Jude and Joseph.
J's.
In the studio. I like that. AJJ.
Judge?
I don't know.
Judge?
No, I don't know. It's cool. But yeah, it's good to be back in the studio. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
We were out of the studio for a little bit, you know, getting our grub on, you know, getting food. Did you guys eat well?
No.
Actually,
no.
Not really.
Yeah. My mom made some good food.
Same.
I had some turkey.
Child, tell
some
me
cranberry that. Sauce. Some of that good mac and cheese.
Yes.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Mac and cheese.
Yes. I had such a Caribbean dinner. What did I have? I had sorry, I'm trying to remember.
Oxtail.
Because yesterday I had curry chicken and rice, and I'm still trying to get over that. The itis is still current. But dang, I had potato salad, I remember that for sure. I had chicken wings. There was.
Tell me they had oxtail.
What was the other thing? There was the main. What was the main? No, it was oxtail. It was oxtail.
Yeah, it's oxtail, of course. It's not a Caribbean dinner.
Without oxtail. It was oxtail. And there was rice and peas, of course. You know.
Yes, I know.
Staple.
I know.
Maya, everything was all overcooked.
What?
It's like, oh, goddamn.
Oh, gosh. No, I feel like Filipino food is dope, too. Like,
yeah,
adobo chicken.
We don't make it for parties, though.
No, that's just like all regular, everyday staple. Yeah.
It's usually the lechon for like parties.
That's what?
Lechon, the whole roasted pig.
Okay.
Entire, like, big boy.
Big events. Yeah, that's dope, though. Yeah, we talk about food so much.
Yeah.
We should have a food show, too.
Yeah.
But just on a side note, the song that's playing, I've just found this.
No, you didn't.
No way.
Just this song has been out.
I didn't know.
This song has been out for
I believe you.
Eons.
I believe you, but I just found it.
Oh, my God.
So it's new to me.
Callie just and
they snapped
Tyler.
For sure.
They did that.
Because, I was just like, this sounds like sampled. It sounds Tyler, but I'm like, but it said Callie just. So
I think
it
was produced by Bad But Not Good too.
Yeah, because it has a very sort of Odd Future sort of feel.
Yeah.
So I was like,
wait, Bad But Not Good.
Yeah, they produced a track too.
That's insane.
Like, hear about the bass lines.
Yeah. That's cool. I found some other songs we're gonna play today, but yeah. So we're gonna just, play right through.
Chill.
Do we have any announcements? Oh,
do you have?
I do have an announcement, but I'm gonna announce it later when the song comes on. Yeah, follow me on Spotify. We're almost at 100 followers. Yeah.
Woo.
All right, cool. So, should I start this? You know what? Actually, I'm thinking. Yeah. You went to a concert recently.
That was like 3 weeks ago for Mac DeMarco.
Yeah, we never got to talk about it.
Oh, yeah.
Jude wasn't here. That's what it was. Because I remember you had some shade about Mac DeMarco. But in some album ideas.
Yeah.
But was that show?
It was pretty fun. Like, he was drunk, like, as usual. But, like,
did he smoke on stage?
No, he drank, like, he chugged a full bottle of Corona on stage.
Surprised.
I'm not surprised. I'm like, usual Mac.
Oh, Lord.
But, like, the crowd this time, like, he really engaged the crowd, like moshing for like his chill tracks, and like I was like,
okay, but I don't get that.
Though. I don't get it
like,
too.
My friend actually went to his concert once, and she said that they started moshing to one of his songs, but like Mac DeMarco's songs are not
so
mosh material. Like, they're so chill. Like, it's
okay, that's not mosh.
But he
energy,
did like
though.
He did like ended up with he covered Enter Sandman by Metallica for the last track of his performance.
Okay.
So like an entire crowd like went with
okay, that's
okay,
why
that because
it's Metallica.
Yeah, like
yeah.
If you're
but
using some rock material, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like moshing is part of that culture, but for like a
chill
song, like,
imagine
five,
moshing to
like,
Ode to
what?
Viceroy.
Yeah.
Like, great. No.
No, people were moshing to Salad Days. I'm like, oh, we're pushing me. Like, what the heck
no.
is going on? I'm like, what is happening?
Salad Days.
it's a very
like
lazy song.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
It's
very
what I
mellow.
Call. It sounds lazy, but like in a good way.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people just probably don't understand the concept.
No,
of
I mean,
moshing.
It was being like drunk waiters.
They're always ready to fight and to swing.
Just like start jumping and slamming into people. Yeah, that's cool. What I mean, anyway. There was something. Yeah. Okay. I can't hold this in, guys.
What?
Tori Kelly's going on tour.
Ooh.
She's not
and she's not coming to Montreal.
Of course.
How did I know that?
Because, you know, Montreal doesn't exist.
Is he
showing
a tour, like, every time, or, like...
Well, because here's the thing. They did, like, a tour before the album.
Oh, okay.
And then they dropped the album. And then they are doing a tour with, like, a full band. Because it was an acoustic tour of the album. And now they're doing a full band tour, I'm assuming.
So, big arenas.
Yeah, but, you know, Montreal won't know nothing about that because she's not coming, so...
I mean, is she coming to a city near Montreal?
Toronto. Everybody goes to Toronto. Yikes.
Not even Vermont?
No.
Oh, yikes. Because usually, usually, like, artists kind of bypass Montreal and just go straight to Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, it's okay because it's 2 hours away.
Yeah, that's not bad. But
it's not
like,
bad.
If you're going to just ditch us for a 6 hour drive to Toronto.
Nah. Like, unless it's some really huge artist that comes out. Like,
because the thing is, I love me some
once
Tori
every
Kelly.
Five years.
I love me some Tori Kelly, but listen, the thing is, I wanted to get the VIP tickets, which are $175, but then I have to travel out of the province on top of that, and I'm just like,
you can make it a road trip, you know, invite some friends,
but
and be like, all right, let's
this year,
go.
And it was so last minute. I changed my plane ticket the day before and bought the concert tickets like the day before, so it's like, I'm like queen of last minute. But anyway, we're gonna take a quick commercial break. And then we are going to come right back to the music, so don't go anywhere.
Don't miss psych rock jazz band Crumb live at L'Astral November 2nd with special guests Divino Nino and Shorny. Get your tickets now on Evenko.ca.
The Groove Masters Hour on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. The Groove on your way home. 514-848-7471. Give us a call.
Excuse me. Is that your real voice?
Hey, what does CJLO stand for?
Oh, that's easy. C is for campus. J is for jello. L is for legitimate. And O is for okay.
So, campus, jello, legitimate, okay?
Yep, that's CJLO.
We're just back real quick. We were having such a funny conversation because, Jude, you want to tell them... We'll just emphasize the ad.
Okay, because in the background of one of the ads, this band called Crumb was playing, and I love them. I need to go see them, but I don't know if I should because it's this Saturday, and that would be very impulsive, and I have midterms. I need to study. But if anything, yeah, you guys should listen to Crumb. They're really good.
Awesome. Great plug. So, sorry, I just needed to put that in there because that was so funny.
Like, we're
losing her thought process. We're both like, yeah, like this is how we buy tickets. We're
yeah,
like, procrastinate.
We either don't, or you do it on the spot the day before
Facts.
Or it's the
like,
day of.
There is
no other way.
Exactly. Cool. Somebody gave me the song "Mild Skip Tracing" by Mild High Club.
Oh, I love Mild High Club. They're really good.
You guys are so funny.
You guys
so much exact taste. Nah, like we all send our songs, and then we're like, oh my gosh, you like them too?
You like them too?
Oh my gosh! We can be friends. Okay. Cool, so I'm going to play the song. Why is it not playing? Oh, since it's not on. Great. Awesome. Did you want to share some things about the song, or tell us later?
Just let people listen to it.
Awesome.
I mean, I do want to talk about, like, Frank Ocean's new track, though.
Okay, well,
yeah. Yeah.
Is at them shakes. Made up a dance. How come you shook? And I ain't took out my hands. Beans, star, bucks, star, struck. Bitch coming soon. That's cause you suck. That's coming soon. Find the keys, look at the couch, it's awesome.
Code in the Amazon, Amazon. Shit like 6'5.
Shit like 6'5.
Take like rewind, now rewind. Ooh, ooh, baby be mine. Ooh, ooh, baby be mine. Got a pack, came from the D, chill. Just got up with a pack, got out of pack. Came from the D, chill. Just got up like a bell, got out of pack. Oh, I'm sad, chill.
That was DHL by Frank Ocean.
One and only.
Yeah, the one and only Frank Ocean. Tell me about the song.
Ooh, this is like super different from his like other records. How it's more like spacey and more like, how would you like describe it? Like, he's not really reaching to his vocal ranges. How he's going with
I feel like he kind of took a little like dip in the trap, the trap style.
I feel like his voice isn't like showcased in that track. Mm-hmm. It's more like the beat and the vibe of it.
Definitely
yeah.
the vibe.
Yeah, like his voice kind of just like melts with
just
the beat.
Just rides along with the beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love that.
No, but it's one of those like chill types of songs. Mm-hmm. Like it's not there for the mm-hmm. theatrics of it. Exactly. It's more just like to vibe to type mm-hmm. of thing. Mm-hmm. But I've always loved that about
Frank Ocean,
just because he has like such a like a calm, mellow voice. Mm-hmm. Like he doesn't do the crazy. But don't get me wrong, I love Avery Wilson, you know, with the crazy runs. But
no, but he can do just the simplest.
Exactly,
he just has a very simple style. And I don't know.
And still
less is more with him. Yeah, it works every time.
Yeah,
yeah.
He still innovates, and he still makes it. He still like keeps. I don't know how to say it, like, evolving.
He doesn't reinvent himself in the sense that it's like a desperate sort of reinvent himself. No. He's literally just evolving,
he still stays within his style, but it's just more refined and distinct. Like when you hear a Frank Ocean song, you know
how it is. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, this sounds kind of trappy, but this sounds like Frank
but it's
Ocean.
Still Frank Ocean.
And then I had to double check. I'm like, who's this?
It kind of reminds me of an A$AP Rocky track too, though, huh?
Does it?
Like his older tracks, how it's more like cloudy.
Yeah, I feel like there's a song called Fashion Killer by A$AP Rocky, and it's kind of like a pop sort of like upbeat thing. But he wasn't really like rapping on it. He was kind of like sing talking on it, just vibing with it. But it's a good song though. I'm gonna have to put it on a playlist one of these days. But next song we have up is some CanCon, so it's Cali Technis.
You know, I was about to say Uchis.
I know. I was
like, oh no.
I'm like, wait, this girl's not
actually
from Montreal?
Actually saw them.
All of the Calis. Cali Technis, Levin Cali, Cali Uchis.
No.
There's another Cali. Who?
I don't.
Technis, Uchis,
Levin.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the Calis.
Those are the Calis of our lives. Yes.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I actually saw her in concert. I didn't even know who she was. I went to Santa Teresa that summer, and she was there. And I was like, she was a headliner. And I was like, oh, who's this? And then I was like, I'm in for a surprise, I guess. And she started playing her music, and we were all vibing to it. It was very good. She had a really good set. And I was even more surprised to see that she was from Montreal. I was like, oh, I thought she was like from Toronto or something.
It's like, so where are you going to be at later? Like, you sitting around here?
Yeah, like, they live like right around here.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, cool. So I'm going to play Body and Soul. You know, I already have that song. I like love that song. So great choice.
I mean, you don't have introduced her to me, Cali Technis.
There was a song way back. I know what you're talking
about.
That
was last semester, huh?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. It's going to come back to me. Trust me. I just forgot at the moment, but I'm going to find that. This is Body and Soul.
Got this dance I want to show you. It involves your body and your soul too. I've got this dance I want to show you. It involves your body and your soul too. Well, I was wondering if you could follow me as I want to. Step into my life, then I'll show you what I do to be free. I was walking one day smiling, focused on the silver lining. This lady looked at me all funny, wondered how life could be sunny. I said, mama, don't you care for the people watching stare? You just lift your head up high and thank the stars in the sky for your existence. It's as simple as that. Show you what I do to be free.
Next song is Passing Me By The Far Side.
Yes. The first time I heard this song, I think I was at my uncle's place, because he's a very, like, he's really into old school rap.
Yeah, because I'm like, Far Side, I'm like, I know this is an old school rap.
Yeah, but I don't know, this song has always been in the back of my mind, and I kind of forgot about it. Until I listened, I watched this show called Atypical on Netflix, and they were playing it, and like it just came back, and I was like,
oh
my God, I remember this song. And then I started listening to it nonstop.
Oh gosh, and your whole childhood just comes back.
Yeah. But it's a really good song, very vibey.
Yeah. Cool. So let's check it out. This is Passing Me By.
And look for something better, but the smile that she shows makes me a go-getter. I haven't gone as far as asking if I could get with her. I just play love by ear and hope she gets the picture. I'm shooting for her heart, got my finger on the trigger. She can be my broad, and I can be her. All I can do is stay up. Back as kids, we used to kiss when we played truth or dare. Now she's more sophisticated, highly educated, not at all overrated. I think I need a prayer to get in a book, and it looks rather dry. I guess a twinkle in her eye is just a twinkle in her eye. Although she's crazy stepping, I'll try and stop the stride, cause I won't have no more of this passing me by.
Time for me to voice my opinion, can't be pretending she didn't have me. Sprung like a chicken, chasing my tail like a doggy. She was kind of like a star, thinking I was like a fan. Damn, she looked good, downside she had a man. He was a Rudy suit, a nick and poop. She told me soon your little birdie's gonna fly the coop. She was a flake like corn, and I was born not to understand. By letting her pass, I proved to be a better man.
The dope is Ethiopian, and now the world around me begins moving in slow motion whenever she happens to walk by. Why does the apple of my eye overlook and disregard my feelings no matter how much I try? Wait, no, I did not.
not really pursue my little princess with persistence. And I was so low-key that she was unaware of my existence. From a distance, I desired her, secretly admired her, wired her a letter to get her. And it went, my dear, my dear, my dear, you do not know me, but I know you very well. Now let me tell you about the feelings I've been for you when I try or make some sort of attempt. I simp. Damn, I wish I wasn't such a wimp. Cause then I would let you know that I love you so. And if I was your man, then I would be true. The only lying I would do is in the bed with you. Then I signed to Cinder, the one who loves you dearly. Cause P.S. love me tender. But the letter came back 3 days later. Returned to Cinder. Damn.
Yeah, so Ari Lennox. I love that song. It's really awesome. That was a great fade out, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, Ari Lennox. Oh my gosh, there was a minute left. My bad.
It's okay.
It's alright. You can that awkwardly put it back if you want. We're not done, guys.
You're like, unless y'all want the end. I don't know.
It's no, fine. It's
the last 30 seconds of the track.
It's I think been I've done. Like killed the song on replay all oh, summer. Yeah. Anyways, in case y'all want the end fade out, yeah. But yeah, part of Dreamville also Ari Lennox. So check out her album. It's called Shea Butter Baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, isn't there a single Shea Butter?
I think there is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. There's a song for that too. Yeah. 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 Definitely check her out. She's cool. Oh yeah. So off topic. You know what? Never mind. Doesn't even matter. Next song, Yellow Days. It's by Yellow Days.
Yes. Nothing's Gonna Keep Me Down.
Yeah.
I think I found out about this artist probably by Spotify.
Yeah.
Honestly, yeah. Spotify Discovery. Shout out to you guys. Yeah.
Real MVP.
Real MVP. But yeah. And I saw them at Oceaga.
Nice.
And it was amazing. He has a great voice. He like live, his voice sounds exactly the same as his recordings. Yeah. Yeah. And it was just very, it was an experience.
Super chill to set.
Oh,
very
yeah.
Very cool and like, you know, you felt like you were in some like jazz club, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, exactly. People were just like swinging.
Yeah.
Nice.
It was amazing.
Cool. So that's like Z's like indie style type of.
Yeah. But nice. Still, I feel like it still has like some kind of
some
like
soul to it.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially his voice.
Let's check it out.
He's only 19 years old. Wait, he's like probably our age. 21.
Wait.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. I can't accept that.
No. Identity check, please. Listen, we're going to run this track, but we're going to find out about this identity real quick. So Nothing's Gonna Keep Me Down, Yellow Days. Here we go. Make a man.
Located at the heart of both campuses, the Hive Cafe strives to be a model food system at Concordia University that provides food through sustainable practices and empowers the student community. Get a lifetime membership for $10 and receive a 10% discount off every purchase. For more information, visit hivecafe.ca.
What does jazz sound like? Tune into Jazz Island to hear selections, interviews, and live sessions by local Montreal musicians. You can listen on CJLO's 1690 AM every Sunday at noon. Yes, and would you like to know a secret? Jazz Island is actually a planet.
Bueno, 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 están escuchando la radio de Concordia a CJLO, así que no se me vayan.
That was that. Very quick ad break. So there is this new, okay, he's not new, but I mentioned him earlier. No, Avery Wilson, the king of runs.
Yeah, you told
me. Like, you vocal athlete. I don't know. vocal acrobat. I don't know, man, this guy. He does the riffs and runs. Like, yeah, those ones, yeah. Oh, my God. No, this man is... Okay, like, I was like, he has to have his own music, obviously. So I checked him out on Spotify. But, like, most people know him from, like, Instagram videos and, like, you know, those little things. Because he will literally blow somebody's wig off in 30 seconds with him just singing.
Well, I've never heard of him, so I'm ready to get
my wig blown. Okay, so here's the thing. This is why I'm bringing it up. There's a lot of backstory to this. So basically, he was performing... at some sort of BET, some sort of R&B award function, you know, and he was doing a tribute to Freddie Jackson, and there was this song called, like, Turn On To Me or Come On To Me for Old Time's Sake or some song like that. But anyway, this man did the craziest runs. Like, oh, my phone is dead. But yo, guys. So anyway, I'm going to just show you one of the songs from his album. There's a song called Reckless, and he just has a really great voice. So check him out, Avery Wilson. Follow him on Instagram. You will not, I repeat, you will not regret it. Maybe I could find, hold on, maybe I could find the video on YouTube real quick. Because you guys have to hear it. Like, this man, like, he's not human. Freddie Jackson tribute. Okay, yeah. Ugh, guys. Like, you guys will need to understand what I'm talking about here. Maybe, hopefully it's not too loud here. Maybe there's no ads. Yeah. Oh, there it is. I found it. Okay. Okay, yeah. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Hold on. It's the beginning.
Sounds like Sam Smith, huh?
A little bit. He's black, though. He's black. That's one. That's one.
Yeah.
Hold on, there's one more. Yes. Okay, so I needed to hear that. All right. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
Okay, so point proven. Man's not human. Got vocals for days.
Is that control?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That voice control.
Remember we're talking about, you know, how sometimes when you hear a song or something, you just got to stare into space for a second? That was
me. For me, it's like, you know that phase that musicians do when they hear another musician, like, do something incredible, like the really scrunch up, like,
the skin of your face. You kind of
just like,
I say that's the best compliment another musician can give you. It's like,
I learned how to do that.
Where you go to school? That's funny. But yeah, so this is Reckless from Avery Wilson, a.k.a. Not Human, but got vocals for days. This is off his album, So Reckless. Here it is.
Reciprocate what I'm doing more. Good intentions is all that I've got. If you try to make a fool out of me, the fool will come out. I never really wanna go there, but I gotta make one thing clear. All I ever give you is my everything. I never really wanna go there, but I gotta make one thing clear. Give away them tables, they can always. Just so I don't waste my time with love and lies. Keep it a hundred. If I'm what you want, then don't take me there. Only play to win the big bucks. If your chips ain't adding up, then I don't see how you could think that I should never be reckless, reckless.
Too much, but when she does, it's just enough to make you smile back. And she don't cry too much, but when she does, it's just enough to make you feel bad. She got dreams to be seen on screens by everyone, but underneath, truly, she wants to be known by anyone. She's in the fast lane making big waves, so there's no time for her heart. Can't slow down now. She said it's easier to be an actress. Call me insane or call me an addict, but like champagne when it touches my lips, I can choose who I wanna be. Yeah, it's easier to be an actress. Fresh tear stains I found on the mattress, hiding my pain, I can never admit sick of all this, but now it's easier to be an actress. Yeah. Oh, she don't fall in love, cause that would mean gotta let him see behind the mask. Oh, she don't know enough about how beautiful she is without all the it's easier to be an actress. Call me insane or call me an addict, but like champagne when it touches my lips, and I can choose who I wanna be. Yeah, it's easier to be an actress. Fresh tear stains I found on the mattress. Hiding my pain, I can never admit that I'm sick of all this.
So that's the end of our show, Concordia Music Zone Out. Don't forget to tune in next week, Monday at 4. See you guys next week.
See ya.
Bye.
I wish I could. Let's leave.